Chapter 6.
I tell you, you have nothing to worry about, Phil said, as Violet and Sunny picked at their casserole. It was dinner time, but Klaus had still not returned from Dr. Orwell's, and the young Baudelaire women were worried sick. After work, while walking across the dirty courtyard with their fellow employees, Violet and Sunny had peered worriedly at the wooden gate that led out to Paltryville, and were dismayed to see no sign of Klaus. When they arrived at the dormitory, Violet and Sunny looked out the window to watch for him, and they were so anxious that it took them several minutes to realize that the window was not a real one, but one drawn on the blank wall with a ballpoint pen. Then they went out and sat on the doorstep, looking out at the empty courtyard until Phil called them into supper. And now it was getting on toward bedtime, and not only had their brother still not returned, but Phil was insisting that they had nothing to worry about.
I think we do, Phil, Violet said. I think we do have something to worry about. Klaus has been gone all afternoon, and Sunny and I are worried that something might have happened to him. Something awful.
Besser, Sunny agreed.
I know the doctors can seem scary to young children, Phil said, but doctors are your friends, and they can't hurt you.
Violet looked at Phil and saw that their conversation would go nowhere. You're right, she said tiredly, even though he was quite wrong. As anyone who's ever been to a doctor knows, doctors are not necessarily your friends, any more than mail deliverers are your friends, or butchers are your friends, or refrigerator repair people are your friends. A doctor is a man or woman whose job it is to make you feel better, that's all. And if you've ever had a shot, you know that the statement, doctors can't hurt you, is simply absurd. Violet and Sunny, of course, were worried that Dr. Orwell had some connection with Count Olaf. Not that their brother would get a shot, but it was useless to try to explain such things to an optimist. So they merely picked at their casserole and waited for their brother until it was time for bed.
Dr. Orwell must have fallen behind on his appointments, Phil said, as Violet and Sunny tucked themselves into the bottom bunk. His waiting room must be absolutely full.
Susky, Sunny said sadly, which meant something along the lines of, I hope so, Phil. Phil smiled at the two Baudelaires and turned out the lights in the dormitory. The employees whispered to each other for a few minutes, and then were quiet, and before too long Violet and Sunny were surrounded by the sound of snores. The children did not sleep, of course, but stared out into the dark room with a growing feeling of dismay. Sunny made a squeaky, sad noise, like the closing of a door, and Violet took her sister's fingers, which were sore from tying knots all day long, and blew on them gently. But even as the Baudelaire fingers felt better, the Baudelaire sisters did not. They lay together on the bunk and tried to imagine where Klaus could be and what was happening to him. But one of the worst things about Count Olaf is that his evil ways are so despicable that it is impossible to